Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Spiritual Perceptions, and also welcome to our third month of 2021. I'm your speaker today, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy, D-A-I-S-E-Y, 644478 at keen.com for readings. Okay, I'm going to start with our health tip for the month, and I'm talking about dried cranberries. They help lower chances of heart disease. They help clear urinary tract infections. They also are great. Especially the dried ones, mix well with nuts, makes a great snack. Good to help gum disease and stomach ulcers. They're good little things. I like them. Our cosmic weather. The moon is sextile Uranus, turning around bad situations into good, especially in our own personalities. The moon also unites with Venus in Pisces, telling us to be appreciative of what we do have and prepare to fix things missing or broken. Compassion is needed. Neptune, being energized by the sun, has good career aspect. Be sure of what you want and focus on it. A lot of good energy to help you achieve it right now. And a message from heaven today, and it's, of course, the Word of God, Joel chapter 2, verses 25 and 26. And this is God speaking to us in His Word. He will restore the years that have been lost. President Biden's speech yesterday, he talked about all the losses, and God is going to restore those losses for His believers. So let's look forward to things being better now. This is a year for us to prioritize our life and simplify it. Walk away from negative entanglements. When someone criticizes you or critiques you and puts you down in any way, that is emotional abuse. Walk away. We need to be around people who build us up and not tear us down. Power shifts this year beginning now. Put things that don't benefit you in the rearview mirror. Now let's look at what we do to ourselves that is negative. Fear. Number one, it cripples us. Bad images of God and ourselves. Condemnation, guilt. One of the biggest problems is a big misconception of God. God is love. He loves us. Our remedy to these issues first is believe that God loves you. Say it, God loves me. Next, we need to build a strong spirit. A strong spirit will get you through anything. We must develop a strong spirit. Like with weightlifting, you develop strong muscles and tone. Well, exercising your spirit develops strong spirit. We can build up spiritual immunity. The stronger your spirit, the easier it is to receive from God. A strong spirit will help you overcome sickness, relationship issues, financial difficulties. How do we develop a strong spirit? By the Word of God, meditating on it and the promises of God, God's will and God's promises. 2 Peter 1:2-4, God has given us exceedingly great promises, precious promises, and we will escape corruption. Philippians 1:28, do not be frightened by your adversaries. Faith builds a strong spirit. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. You cannot walk in fear and faith at the same time. Fear deletes faith. The spirit of fear opens the door to destruction. And we need to remember those things, and that's what we do here. Once a month, I give you, I feed your spirit through the Word of God and speak to you about things to try to help you with everyday life. 2020 was certainly a hard year, and we need to put it behind us now and know that God's going to restore all of our losses. Believe that and move forward. Okay, I'm going to start taking calls.
Oh.
Hello. Hi.
Me, Linda. Hello.
Hi, Linda. Hi, Linda.
Hi, hey. I'm just going to ask general because I don't have anything specific.
Okay, so you just want me to look at general?
Yes, please.
Okay, that's good. All right, I'm going to use the void your dead today for you. It gets into mindsets. And I'm going to use the Voyager deck for you. Gets into mindsets.
Okay.
Yeah, it actually is good. It's good to help us renew our mind and things like that.
Okay.
Well, you got money issues. The first card says, and they're gonna come. Just like I said, in the cosmic weather, these planets now are moving towards bringing this change about. And also the stimulus checks are going out. So, you know, and I thought that was kind of cute. Okay, I saw today that stimulus checks are going out. I said, well, that backs up these planets. You're going to see your desire on wanting to move and wanting to change, you know, and I see you actually changing your career. And as I spoke in the cosmic weather about the Neptune placement, it is a really good time to focus on what you really want, and you've got that power to make it happen. A man that's gone out of your life, and we both know who that is. You know, he sees your frustration and what you're going through and what you're dealing with, what's on your shoulders, and he wants to see change for you. And I think you know in your spirit what you should do, and I think you'll be able to put that together here in the next couple months.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You have a lot of wisdom. You have a lot of power within you. You need to tap into it. You know, the enemy of our souls is going to constantly send messages, try to bring up the past. All that's been forgiven. Just tell him to hush. Say, you're a liar. I don't want to listen to you. He's a father of lies. Now listen to that stuff. It's all been forgiven. Been right clean. And we need to just move forward, okay?
Okay.
God bless.
Okay.
Thank you for
participating.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Hi.
Enjoy.
Hello. Hello. Hi.
Hi, how are you? My name is Maria.
Okay.
I call it from New York. You can read it in general for me, please?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. That's what we're here for.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No. Good. Okay. Are you concerned about your son?
My daughter.
Your daughter?
Yeah, okay. I have a son and daughter.
Yeah, okay, well, I don't know why I thought son, but none of us are perfect. Okay, it shows an inner conflict. You need courage right now and to handle this logically. Is she in a bad situation?
No, she's not working. You know, everybody that said they do some work together, then nobody show up.
No.
Or do some of the work, people got invested, then they do the codes, you know.
Yeah. Well, we're going to see a change in that now. And I do see balance coming for her and being able to. And actually, April shows a leveling out where it's between April and May where she may be a lot happier.
Oh, that's nice.
Nice change coming. Very nice change coming.
They're coming up, they don't say.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, somebody good if they don't say. Somebody rich.
Okay. Yeah. A lot of this stress that she's currently feeling right now is in the passing influence. There's a little bit, you know, backlash here, but I show April a leveling out month, and I think that you'll be able to trust that things are going to get better.
That's a nice thing.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you, God bless.
Okay. Hello.
Hi, Daisy. This is Regina.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. Beautiful
good.
Today.
It is. It really. It feels really nice and warm outside.
Well, yesterday was a lot of snow and the day before, but now
Oh, wow. It's
just beautiful today.
Oh.
I don't know how long it'll last, but okay.
I know, because, you know, the Easter got to come, so, you know, we're going to have that cold snap. So
yeah.
That's where I'm at. So.
Okay, what can I do for you?
Just whatever you can pick up.
Okay. Okay. Well, has money been an issue? It has for most of us, but.
No. Well,
good.
I had to pay for something, but that took a good chunk. But I'm in the process of building it again, so
okay.
I'm not worried about money.
Well, money's going to be really good this year.
Okay.
I got financial security. And
good.
I've got no problems there, absolutely none.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, and better
know,
part
I,
of your
I
destiny
that.
Is going to start happening now. Also, something special on the personal level, relationship level,
good.
There's something that's going to form here at the end of the month or the 1st of April. That,
okay.
You know, you may be seeing somebody, but knowing that it's going another level maybe, or talking about seriousness and future, or meeting somebody that just really whips you off your feet.
That would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I need
mm-hmm.
some love.
Well, you know, we started out the month of February with a major planetary aspect that's actually making things like that happen this year, and so it seems like everything is good.
Okay.
As far as your financial aspect, I don't see anything bad about the health. There was something minor, maybe, that you dealt with.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh yeah, definitely. I'm glad that's over. It seemed like last year was kind of like. My health was kind of taking a, it was like one thing after another. I'm like,
yeah.
Man,
well, that's gone too. That's gone
oh,
too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but
yep.
You need to be aware. We all do, you know, we tend to grab that easy stuff. You know, we're a microwave society or, you know, fast
exactly.
food or, yeah, that
mm-hmm.
that is so bad for us. We need to think healthy, eat healthy. You know,
mm-hmm.
fresh.
Exactly. You know what? And I've been taking, like, certain different supplements or more herbs in my diet. So, like, I'm taking up, like, sea moss gel or I'm taking up, like, certain cleanses to really, like, especially with the gut health, I'm trying to get that together because I know dealing with a lot of stuff in your stomach and your colon, that's where a lot of my stuff, we get sick off of, so I'm trying
well,
to work
actually,
in that area.
Actually,
mm-hmm.
death begins in the colon. It really does. And
mm-hmm.
we need to, you know, detox once in a while and
yes.
really take care of ourselves. But actually,
mm-hmm.
you're coming out from the ashes last year. There was those little health issues, which I saw in the cards. And
okay.
Love's going to do wonders for you. It's just amazing
wow.
how when somebody cares and nurtures you, just how healthy you get. I love it.
Yes, like it's a glow up or something. I grow up, yes. Yes,
well,
I need that in my life.
I'm glad to see it. Better part of your destiny now. the bad stuff's behind you, so look forward to good things, and I thank you for participating with Spiritual Perceptions.
Thank you so much, Daisy. You have a great day. Rest of
you too. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
That's good. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What can I do for you?
I was wondering if you see me working on a project with either Paul or Joseph, perhaps, please?
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, remember that aspect I talked about in the cosmic weather with to do with career? That's really a nice boost, okay? And all you need to do is focus. Yeah, I have you working with one of them. I don't know. I didn't get a name, but I show that it that decision will be made this month, and you're going to really you're going to really like this. You're going to like this job.
Oh, fantastic.
There's some stuff to learn. There's some stuff to learn. Be patient with yourself. You know, we kind of want to rush into, we want to get it right now. Just be patient with yourself. And the man that I see you working with seems to be very patient with you. So I've got progress and I've got victory. And you're going to know this month. Yeah, you sure are. You're going to feel a lot more secure. Would you have a hard time on another job?
Yeah. It's been a long road.
I got that it was really rough.
Yeah,
but you're moving from that. You're moving from that, and it shows this month, actually, that transition beginning. Okay?
Yeah. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so
You're
much.
You're welcome. Thank you for participating. God bless.
Thank you. God bless.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, we're all products of our thought life. Proverbs 23, verse 17 says, as a person thinks within themselves, that's what we become. And negativity is the accepted norm today in our society. And the answer is seeing breakthroughs and completely be willing to change and free ourselves from our own toxic mindsets and fear, feeling that God doesn't love us and or care about us. Those are things that need to be gone. And James chapter 2, verse 13 says, mercy triumphs over judgment. Psalm 103, verse 12, God has removed our transgressions as far as the east is from the west. We need to let go and accept that forgiveness and don't dig it up. When you hear something comes in your mind that about some bad thing you did in the past or some little failure, delete that, you know, replace it with something good. We tend to hold on to things because of our feelings, but our feelings won't change until our thoughts change. And Joel chapter 2, verses 25 and 26 is the theme for 2021. They're words of God that were spoken to us by the prophet Joel. I will restore the time taken from us. He, God, will restore our losses from 2020. And I have to get that across today. Believe it, receive it, change the way you think. Change your life for the better. Romans 12, 1 and 2, we are actually transformed by the renewing of our minds. And that, you know, that's not a one-day thing. That's a lifetime thing. Okay, let's take some more calls here. Hello, you're on the air. Hello? Hello? Okay. Maybe just a listener. Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, I was still listening. You just took my question. I was still listening. I love your show.
Okay.
I love
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Hello.
Hi, Daisy. This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. I thought I would ask you for a general reading. Not much has really changed on my end, unfortunately.
Well, I thought about you when I saw that aspect about a career boost.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we've been in such a stagnant energy. And
sure.
I was really moved by a few things that President Biden said yesterday about unity and about when he particularly talked about losses. And, you know, this is kind of the theme for today's program, is those losses are going to be restored. If you can believe it, you know, it's all up to us to believe. If you can believe it, God wants to restore everything we've lost. And I'm talking about emotions and better situations and all of that. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah,
I want you to.
I mean, I think I'm just feeling stuck because of the job situation, and it's just gotten so bad that I will most likely just leave without having another job lined up. It just keeps getting worse and worse. So.
Yeah, well, that's what your first card says. Actually, it's the card of the devil. It's negative energy. And this is a past life thing. I got the past life card over top of it, which means it's your lesson here, your lesson to overcome. And you got to start decreeing that better things are going to come, that you are going to find something better and start seeing yourself leaving there. I mean, I know you want to. And I can see why, because it says it's very negative. And then the next card next to it says that, you know, you are going to leave there, and that they are giving you, you're justified. They're giving you a hard time.
Yeah.
And
it's
you know,
very
Pastor
toxic.
Dick Out is doing that 40-day fast, and he has such good decorations. Mm-hmm. Very, to me, it's a remarkable thing he's put together. It's genius. You know, he speaks about, okay, I feel stuck. Then he gives you stuff to get unstuck. You know, so, yeah. And
I'm
like I said,
feelings
won't change.
I'm just so concerned with the economy, though. It's going to take a while for things to go back to some sense of normalcy. And so I think my fear comes from when I do leave, how long will it be, you know, before I'm able to land somewhere else? It's just, I think it's the state of our environment now that has me worried. Otherwise, I would have been gone from the company by now.
No, I realize that. And there are some genuine concerns out there. This influx of people coming in that, you know, it's like locusts. Just, have you ever seen locusts go through a field? They just wipe out. You know, so, and, you know, they're, but we're going to overpower that. And I've got financial security in your future, better money, better job, more security on a job, and people appreciating your talent. So you need to, okay, that's what a reading's for. It's your potential, and it shows you what's ahead, and you got to go, okay, I'm in this pit, and I'm climbing out. I've got a reading today. I see the light. Things are going to change for me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No, they
yes,
are.
I have to see the light.
So, it's going to get better. Promise, promise, promise.
Good. I hope sooner rather than later.
And I know we're all concerned about the economy, but you know what? There's no such thing as a depression or a lack or anything in God's kingdom. You stay connected to Him, you will not go without. You will not want for anything. And the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalm 23. Mm-hmm. And we won't, But you've got to decree that over yourself. We got to speak that over ourselves and get rid of this negative energy. The evil one is striking out very, very hard. I mean, look what he's done to this country, to the world, actually, with this pandemic, okay? Real or not real, whatever, some people say it's not real, some people... But the fact is, it has affected everybody. There's been losses, deaths, there's been oppression, and I see an end to that,
Good, good. Yeah, it's definitely been a dark period, and I think we're starting to come out of it because of all the people getting vaccinated now. So I'm actually taking my mother for her second vaccination shot, and then I'm looking forward to getting mine. So that's the one good thing that's on the near horizon.
Well, you're probably too young, but we had a smallpox epidemic, and it was a mandatory vaccination, and it was eradicated. It was totally eradicated. Mm. And what I do know about these vaccinations, I know that they're both 100% effective against death and hospitalization. The Johnson & Johnson has a less effective percentage than the Pfizer.
Pfizer or Moderna.
Moderna. And the percentages are different in effectiveness, but we still, until it's in your system, have to wear a mask and do the, you know, precautionary things, washing the hands and social distancing. And they say maybe by summer, early summer, July, August, we might have some sense of normalcy, you know, but there's still a lot of fear out there about the vaccination. And what I do know is that the two-shot one, you have a 15% chance of side effects. The Johnson & Johnson is 2% chance. But drink a lot of water. Drink a lot of water and stay up on your C. You know, eat oranges, drink orange juice, or take vitamin C.
Good point.
And that'll help you.
Very good point.
When I took my grandkids in for vaccinations, I was loading them up on C. They didn't get sick, fevers or nothing.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great. I'm going to have to, I'm going to have to definitely remember to do as much vitamin C as possible. Oranges and just fruits and vegetables. So,
okay. God bless you. And, you know, if you need me and you know how to get in touch with me, and Keene's kind of weird. I don't know what's going on with them. And it's a new management, and nothing is the same. So, but
are
you know
you
how to
still
eat.
On Keene? You are still on Keene, right?
Yes, I'm still on. But when I'm not on, they don't show me as an advisor.
Oh no.
Yeah, I've been there since practically the beginning of it, so I don't know what that's all about. But I'll be on Monday.
Call customers. Service. Okay, that's good to know. I'll have to call customer service about that because maybe they'll listen to those of us that call in and use the service.
Absolutely. You're the one spending the money.
Yeah, exactly.
God bless you and thank you for participating.
God bless you too. Take care. Have a good weekend.
I'll be on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, except for one Friday a month when I do these shows. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
God bless. You're welcome.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, Daisy. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I will appreciate any message you and Spirit has to offer for me.
Yay. I got goosebumps.
And it's
when
always
you said
great
Spirit.
Listening to you. It's always great listening to you.
You
are so
when
inspiring
you said
and uplifting. Absolutely.
Well, we're in
I look
we're
forward
rough
to your
times
shows
and
every
people
month.
Need some thank you. I wish I could do them more often. Are you planning a move?
You know, I'm saving money for a house. I just want to make sure not throw every single penny into savings into buying a house,
you know, we're in uncertain times, so I, you know, but I'm in a really good situation, better than I've ever been in my life. So I'm preparing too.
Praise God.
Thank you.
Well, I showed that battle, okay, that little mental battle about, but you're going in the right direction, okay? And you are. Your career looks good. I mean, all around us is a little depression and in the world, but I, you know, we're in this world, but we're not of this world. We got to strengthen our spirit. It'll get us through anything, and it'll stop financial difficulties. It'll stop sickness. It'll stop all that. And you definitely are going to move this year.
Okay.
Yay.
Yes, I'm ready. I'm ready. Scared. Yeah. But like I said, I want to have all my ducks in a row.
Yeah. Don't be scared, just cautious.
Yes, you're right. Yeah. You're right. You're right. Noted.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's look. You know, I think that's, you're going to find a home that's just really going to bring out the decorating part of you. You're just going to make it so comfy and cozy, and it's just going to make you happy. You are definitely moving.
Okay.
So you're going to see that desire, that heart's desire this year. And it doesn't look scary. I mean, I don't have any warnings here. I actually got peace of mind that you're going in the right direction. You're thinking good. You know, this is just going to work for you. Now, with all that happening and making yourself, you know, happy, I've got a relationship issue.
Okay. I've been waiting for the right person.
that's the only thing missing. That's the only thing missing. But you know what? I think that you need to do these other things first, and that's going to give you great confidence in when it comes to relationships.
Okay.
This is your year,
excellent,
dear. Last year, put it in the rearview mirror, and just know that it's going to be good for you. And I just really,
Thank you.
See you getting your heart's desire, and I praise God for
Thank
it. Thank you.
Thank you. We all deserve it after what we've been through,
no
right?
No kidding. No kidding. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you, Daisy.
Thank you. Okay. Okay. Here we go.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
What do you need? I mean, to look at your new launch?
It's Steven.
Yeah, I know.
Andrea told me today she don't have the money that she portrayed. She only has 10 grand, not the full 20, 30. I already knew she was having doubts the last 3 or 4 days, and she was dragging her feet. I don't think the coffee shop is going forward. So, what's coming next?
Okay. Well, I've got good news. You have this man that's willing to back you in something that he feels will benefit you. I mean, you're the star here. He's not interested in any partners or anybody that you might want to deal with.
Is that Zach? Is that the old Egyptian gentleman, Zach? Yeah. Okay.
I'm getting a pizza. Pizza, pizza, pizza.
Well, his son doesn't want to do the business anymore, so I got to have a talk with Zach. Andrea told me hold off this weekend, so I already figured I was going to until I figure out what comes up next. So,
now I mean, it's yours.
So, you mean to run it?
No, it's being backed in your own.
I don't know. He has two pizza shops. He has one in Quincy. He has one in Hanover. I live in the Hanover one, and I work at the Hanover one. But he's talking about, you know, he's talking about leasing the one in Quincy to the employees that work there. And he says the one in Hanover makes no money, but that's the one his son works at. but he doesn't know what to do with his son, or, you know, like he needs. But in other words, he gives his son a job. We keep that store open because of his son.
Yeah.
The only thing that's not drastically changed,
but he's not into,
is if his son left.
And, you know, I don't care. There's a difference. When somebody likes their job, you can...
Yeah, Zachary told me, he goes, he don't like this. He don't want to do this. This is done. He goes, you can't take him with you to the coffee shop? I go, what am I going to do in the coffee shop? You know, like, you know, can't you find something you guys can go off and do? He goes, he really likes working with you. I said, I got nothing. You know, like, I don't have to tell you, like, you know. That was about a week and a half ago.
Yeah. Well, so. I show Victor you are going to get into something this year. And soon, I mean, it's quick, and I see her part of it. She just definitely wants to be part of whatever you're getting into.
I don't know. I'm so iffy on her right now. I would love to be with her, and you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, there's so much other things. She got to deal with her marriage. She got to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she told me today, I'm a secret to her friends. I'm a secret to, like, she don't talk about it with me. I'm like, what? Like so no one knows of me but her. You know, and then she feels guilty, and she feels upset that she feels guilty because of her husband. And I'm like, what? Like, and I told her in the beginning, I'm not looking to be anybody's secret.
No. It's not comfortable. It's called a dirty little secret. You know, it doesn't feel good.
Right. She's like, I don't want to be there, but I feel bad, and I cry when I go to talk to him, and...
Yeah. Well, he has somewhat of a control over her.
Yeah. It's only financial.
He knows how to work the guilt. He knows how to work that guilt.
Well, he's a cop. He's 10 years younger than her.
Oh, well.
Financially. Right,
they're trained on how to work.
Right. Oh, I know. So, and she, you know, she don't want to do it. She don't. From my understanding, she said she hasn't slept in the same bed with him for over a year, so.
Okay. Well, I see something coming up, but I'm getting pizza. Maybe that's because you're... I think you're going to continue working this one that the son doesn't want to work. But, you know, like I said, people can feel that. You can walk into an atmosphere and know if a person likes what they're doing.
No,
if they know
John's very pleasant and funny with everyone, and he has a great time with everyone, but he doesn't want to be there.
Yeah.
And he keeps telling his father to want to be there. Like, week ago from last Monday, he's like, I'm not doing this. I'm bored. I'm going home. Got in his car and went home. So Zach looked at me and I'm like, yeah, well, I'm close. You know? But I work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I don't work a full week. I don't make enough money. If I don't work a 50-hour work week and they pay me because they pay me by the hour, I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's things that don't go on, you know what I'm saying? And John doesn't run the business right. I already know he doesn't, but I don't say anything because you don't bite the hand that feeds you.
Yeah. Okay, well, I do see something changing. I'll be on Keno Monday. We'll look at it in more detail.
Perfect.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay, God bless. Thank you for participating.
Okay.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Daisy, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good.
I
was on three medications. I'm down to one. I'm happy as could be. Feel like I got my life back.
Yeah, medications can do some chemical damage.
No kidding. That one I was taking, I felt like I had concrete shoes.
Oh, wow.
Just fatigue. My house got behind, and oh, no. I feel so much better.
Yeah. I'm glad you're feeling better. I really am.
Thank you.
So,
what can I do for you?
That's about the best thing I've heard all this week. It's something good, anyway. Well, I'm a little concerned with my dog, Chica. I never really have any health problems with her. But for the last few days, she's been limping around. And I was just kind of wondering if you can take a look and see if
the first thing came to my mind.
Or maybe jumping down from the Jeep. She's going on, well, she's six now.
Yeah, I got arthritis. I did.
Oh, okay. Well, she always likes to jump down out of the Jeep, and the last couple of times she's done that this week, it just seemed like she'll be laying down, and then now she's, you know, she don't want to get up and go anywhere, or when she does, she's kind of crimping a little bit, or she'll squat down real fast and stay where she's at, and poor baby. So I've been sharing her medicine that Katina's been taking, and I just called the vet and found out my vet is out on labor leave because she had her baby, and I'm hoping that some other vet there will sign the papers for my dog's prescription. And I was wanting to know if I'll be successful in getting that done.
Yeah, I've got that, and I was going to say you need to take this opportunity because they have some good stuff for treating
well,
that.
Well, they're on some of the best, and so gabapentin. So they're Galliprin, that's what it is, yeah. And, you know, it does a pretty good job, but it's very expensive. It's like $100 a bottle. So,
oh, my God.
Yeah, it's not cheap. And so it's not like my insurance can pick up the tab, you know what I mean? So, but anyway, and
I'll show that you're going to find a solution to this and that you're going to get it under control.
I have a ramp, and I'm just going to have to start using it and make the girls stay inside so I can get it set up so they can walk down. Because when they come out the back, they're like shotgun shells. I mean, they're ready to book. And they just it's just been their routine, you know. I'm serious. And it's one of these days, you girls aren't going to be able to do this, you know. And it's just like, but they're just so excited and so happy to be, wow, it's the woods, let's go, you know. And I'm like, you got woods all the way around you. What difference does it make? You know, take your time.
It brings it out in them. It brings it out in them. It does. I watched people when I was in Old Station coming up from Reading. They get up there and they're woods them and they have their pets. It was like, somebody turn the light on, man. They would just perk up and.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, you'll find a solution to this, and I'll keep her in prayer.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I know we need – she's your companion. You need her.
Oh, I do. I need them both. I need her more. She's my heart. I felt that.
But thank you for participating, and I'll keep me posted, okay?
When are you going to be on King next?
Monday.
Okay, I'll try to catch you then. All right,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
God bless. Okay.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
All right, as you know, I'm working on multiple streams of income because I'm looking for another job, but I ran across this thing to do this insurance thing, and I'm wondering how is that going to turn up?
Okay.
Even though I got to put money out to bring money in. You got to get your licensing and all this other stuff, but is it going to pan out in the long run to do that?
It looks like a good... looks like a good opportunity, a strong opportunity. You're going to learn a lot. You're going to learn a lot about that industry. And it's just going to add to your knowledge.
Okay. Well, good.
And
well, I make money off of it.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Yes,
okay.
You will. And, the sun's going to shine for you there, actually, because people are going to be looking into that. You know, there's a lot of, especially here in California, a lot of insurances have pulled out on homeowners, you know, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a mess.
Well,
if you got homeowners,
this one,
you got to hold on to
the cold calling or anything they're saying, so, which is good.
Yeah.
They provide all the leads.
There's another opportunity as well as this one coming up, and I do see your money improving starting this month.
Oh, good. Okay. So
yeah.
When will the other one come through? Will the other one be permanent?
Okay, let's look at that. Yeah, it's a strong position. It's something you've been waiting for. It may be something in government.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, that's what I'm looking for. But we don't know which field of government or anything.
No, but it's a good opportunity. And anytime that you're dealing with a government position, it takes forever. It's like even in the post office.
The post office is government too. So
yeah,
yep.
That's what I said. This is something you've applied for, though.
Okay. And how long will it be before they bring me aboard then?
This month.
Oh, okay. That's not bad then.
So things are coming up, and keep me posted, and I'll be on Keene Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday. I wasn't on this Wednesday because we had such a whiteout. There was no satellite. I didn't have.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Didn't have cell phone, internet, or TV, and I went, okay, you're not working today.
Wow. So you had a snowstorm? You had a snowstorm?
Yeah,
oh,
I'm
wow.
in Northern California.
Here is the weather. Go ahead.
I'm in Northern California. The weather's very unpredictable.
Yeah, well, we've been having a heat wave for a change, which is unusual. Usually it's still, kind of cold. Coxsutawney Phil didn't call it right for the springtime to show up, but it's here.
Okay, well, hang
on. All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much, dear.
Welcome.
All right. Bye bye.
Hello. You're on the air.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm good.
Well,
real good.
Anything you could possibly tell me would be wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. Well, you're going to celebrate life, this is an eventful month, but it's a month to get things in control, and sometimes it's not easy to get things in control. These are health issues. This is coming up health issue, but there's going to be some downtime, but you just keep telling yourself, there's going to be a struggle here with it. And it looks like maybe 3 weeks of struggle.
Okay.
Yeah. That timing's all over the place, okay? But after that, it's like you'll look back on it and say, when you're going through it, you're not going to say it was worth it. But when you get through it, get through it. And remember, a strong spirit will get you through anything, as I talked about earlier. So just work on those areas and see if we can't lower this a little bit, okay?
Okay.
I'll send you some stuff that'll help. And just know, once you get through it, the whole thing, I think you're being prepared. You're probably wondering why your harvest hasn't arrived yet, but I think you're being prepared for it now. If it had arrived while you were still in this state, you wouldn't get to fully enjoy it like you will now, after this is over with. Yeah. So.
Wonderful.
I see good things coming.
Thank you so much.
I'm gonna help you with that, and I'll help you get through that.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. God bless. God bless. Thanks for participating. Okay. We must recognize our past failures, let them go, receive the plan of God for our lives, and I can't stress enough our message today in Joel chapter 2, 25 and 26, that God will restore lost anything, opportunities, finances, bad decisions, what others have done to you. And in Job 22:28 says, decree and it will be done. Let's use our authority Jesus gave us and strengthen our spirit by declaring good things. That's why that 40-day fast that Pastor Dekow does works, because not only does he look at the problem and the mindset that's creating it, but then he gives you the affirmations to get rid of it. And so, you know, we can do this. You know, we can do this. We build our spirit by realizing that, first of all, you are a spirit. And if you want the scripture that proves that, it's 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 23. Man is a three-part being. And that verse says, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless into the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." So you are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a physical body. So you have to realize that your spirit has to be attended to as well as your body. You know, you have to exercise it, you know. And we have to know that effort has to be spent on developing it. Believe, and we have to believe with our heart. And you believe with your heart by taking the word of God in through your eyes, in through your ears, and speaking it out your mouth. And if you do that, things will change, because it works. It works. It works. And the stronger your spirit, the more able you are to receive and resist things. A strong spirit, like I said, will get you through anything. And God considers our spirit to be of great value, and we need to too. And that's why developing and strengthening it is so important, especially since we've been through everything that we went through in 2020. And we have to know that that should be in the rearview mirror, you know, and that we have to know that we can be blessed. 2 Corinthians 9, verses 6 and 8. "But this I say, he who sows sparingly will reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will reap bountifully. Let every man give according to the purposes in their heart, not grudgingly or out of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. God is able to make all grace abound towards you, so that you always have enough of everything." Enough of everything. So we need to not listen to what people say. Let the Holy Spirit lead you. And giving is not always about money. I mean, yeah, it takes money to run these ministries and do things, you know. But you let the Holy Spirit lead you in your heart, and be cheerful about it. You can't go, "Oh, God, I have to do this." You know, if you give cheerfully, God will guard that other 90%. But here's what you say to yourself: "I experience abundance of God's great grace, which bounds towards me so that I have enough and more than enough for every good thing." Again, "I experience an abundance of God's great grace, which abounds towards me today, that I have enough, more than enough for every good thing." And you just need to speak things like that over yourself. Well, I'll be in touch when we have the next radio show, and I thank you for everyone that participated. And Father God, we know that we have been in troublous times, and you speak to us in your word about troublous times, and that we need to exercise our faith, and we have faith by hearing your word, and your word is active, alive, and sharper than any two-edged sword. And we need to speak good things over ourselves. I pray that you bless each and every soul that called me today, and help those who are struggling. And I believe that those times are changing now, and we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Amen. I will see you next month. God bless. Have a safe and happy St. Patrick's Day. And look forward to Easter. I love Easter. That's resurrection time, and that's when really things start flowing. Okay, so God bless, and I'll see you next month. Bye now.